acknowledge the petition, but they sent out memos to all affiliated local unions throughout the United States and Canada to change the eligibility requirements for entry into the apprenticeship training programs and make it open for minorities and women. Again, they didn't acknowledge me, but then I didn't care. I mean, I wasn't interested in pride of authorship. I figured, well, I accomplished what I set out to do, and that was to open up the apprenticeship training program. As a result of that, I made a lot of enemies back there in Washington, D.C. That made it just worse, because here was this, for them, here's this monkey from the Philippines coming in here, and he's going to upset the good old boys group. You know, he's upsetting the apple cart. He's changing things. Now we're going to have all kinds of minorities coming into the program, and women, and all this trash, things like that. And, you know, that's the way it was. And it frustrated me. It made me mad to feel that, you know, here's all these programs that should be available for minorities and women that are not. In fact, I even complained about the fact that when I had to fill out forms, as far as identification and things like that, my name, my address, and so forth and so on, and then my race. And they had white, black, oriental, or other. And, you know, that made me frustrated. I resented the fact that, you know, I didn't want to mark my race as other. So I would cross out other, and I'd write in Filipino. And, you know, all the forms, even today, when they have forms like that, when they ask your race, and they try and blanket you in with Pacific Islanders or things like that, I cross it out and I write in the word for, that's my race.